Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. In an absolutely extraordinary and degrading response from Fox News on the leaking of their host's texts and emails to Mark Meadows. Before we get into that, I want to pitch it to Luke, our producer. Luke is also the host of Dueling Tangents along with Brian, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's some weather in Madison. Luke, give us an update if you would, please.
Yeah, Matt. So just to give a brief weather update for everybody out there on their morning commutes, a weather update that I did not think that I would give, Matt, on December 15th. But we've got a lot of fog here this morning, so drive safe. It's cutting down visibility and slowing down commute times here in the Madison area, so just be cautious when you're hitting the roads this morning. But we're also going to have a high today of 65 degrees, so very unseasonably warm. But then something else to keep an eye on in regards to the weather is we are currently, Dane County and all of South Central Wisconsin is currently in a high wind, will be in a high wind advisory this evening starting at 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. tomorrow. So there's going to be gusting winds up to 65 miles an hour. We all have heard the tragic storms that hit Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee in the past week. And so we do have some advisory that there will be high winds in the area today, winds from 35 to 45 miles an hour with gusts getting all the way up to 65 miles an hour. So this evening, you're going to want to prepare, make sure you got things tied down, winter decorations and things like that you might want to bring inside this evening. But we got fog here in the Madison area until the sun comes up to burn that off. You want to slow down your commute time, but there's also going to be a high wind advisory starting at 6 p.m. this evening. So just something to keep an eye on, everyone.
Thank you, Luke. Yeah, be careful. Be careful over there on the Beltline, everywhere else, fog. Be very careful. We'll get another update from Luke later in the show. Well, getting back to Fox News, they took a direct hit in the boiler room yesterday. Talked about it on this show. Mark Meadows got these texts and he got these emails from a couple of hosts, three hosts, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, another guy, Brian Kilmeade, just begging him to have Trump say something, do something, stop it, stop the violence, stop it. It's destroying our legacy, they said. You know, speaking of destroying our legacy, this is supposed to be a news program. A news program. What do you mean our legacy? They don't say America's legacy. They're basically saying Trump's legacy. You know, they're an arm of Trump propaganda. But in any event, when I first read these emails yesterday in text and I read them on the air, and then there were others from unnamed people, please stop it. Somebody's going to get killed. I thought, you know, they were caught. They're hypocritical. They're hypocritical on a lot of things, but this is something you can't wiggle out of. Well, I underestimated the ingenuity and hypocrisy of Fox News. I did. I underestimated it. They took 24 hours. There's no legitimate response. So they sat and they gamed it out. They have a game room, conference room, and they got their PR people and everything in. And what do? Do you say, yeah, we changed our mind? Well, no. I mean, they did. They were afraid of the violence. And then when they realized that they could capitalize on it, they started to flog it and then said it was Antifa and the FBI and Ron Johnson, nothing bad, just a couple of fellas going out and demonstrating, just a demonstration. Ron Johnson said, well, I would have been a lot more concerned if it was Black Lives Matter, throwing the racial thing in and all that. And I thought, okay, and they, and here's what their response was, believe it or not. They blasted the January 6th commission. They blasted Liz Cheney in particular for reading these texts. Just blasted them. the best defense is a good offense. If you are caught, stealing, if somebody flips the lights on, you have a burglar mask and you're going through the silver in their drawer, what you do is you shout, you're invading my privacy. Who are you? Get the hell out of here. I own the house. Get out of here. I need my space. Get out of here. I mean, this is literally what it is nowadays. You can be caught red-handed. I mean, these are techs. The one thing I'm certain that they gamed out was with their PR people, their flacks and their lobbyists, was saying that these things were forged. The problem with that is that forensic analysis will look at it, and then there will be hearings on that. And if somebody under oath says it was forged and it wasn't, they're going to the slammer for perjury. So that got ruled out. The second thing was, you know, what else? So they just attack and they don't say anything other than it was Antifa, it was the FBI, inside job. You know, we were tricked. The fact of the matter is that it was wrong to release these texts. That's what they do. Now, there are a couple of other texts that were sent to Meadows that are unbelievable, and they come from members of Congress, Republican members of Congress, and you can get in a guessing game as to who it was. I have a fairly good idea who it was. It was one of probably a dozen people. But here's an example of one of them, to Meadows. To Meadows, the day of January 6th, goes, we tried everything we could in our objections to the six states. I'm sorry, nothing worked, period, end quote. That came from a Republican member of Congress. The commission obviously knows who it is because it came from their account. They haven't released that so far. That will come out. Prominent journalists have pointed out the obvious. That's not going to stay forever. Is that Paul Gosar? I don't think it's not somebody who's bat feathers crazy like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. They just shoot their mouths off. But it was somebody like Paul Gosar or Gomer or one of those types, I think. And there's more than one of them, by the way. So let's see who it was. But I mean, what do you mean by the six states? The six states. The six states that they were trying to overturn. They weren't trying to overturn Alabama. Trump won it by double digits. They weren't trying to overturn California. Biden won it by double digits. They were trying to overturn six states and only six states. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. Because in all of those, the margins were a little thin, except Michigan. You know, Biden won that by over 100,000 votes. Trump only won it by 10,000 over Hillary, and nobody was crying fraud. Nobody's crying fraud. Biden won it by over 100,000 votes. He won Pennsylvania by over 70,000 votes. The margins in Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and Wisconsin were thinner, but substantial. And there were recounts in all of those and audits. And in Georgia, there was a hand audit. They had people physically go over every ballot. And the big lie continued. So the six states, remember, it took an objector from the House and one from the Senate. One from the Senate. Hawley jumped in on the Senate side. And they got to vote. Do they accept this? If the House had said they don't accept it, or the Senate, then it goes to the Congress to decide who won the election. And it's the House of Representatives that decides. And here's the thing. You would go, oh, that's fine. Nancy Pelosi has that wrapped up. Nancy Pelosi has a majority. So we're cool. Well, no, we're not cool. Because the provision was that each state gets one vote. It has to cast it by majority rule of that congressional delegation. And through gerrymandering, a number of these states have Republican majorities, even though they don't get a majority of the vote. Wisconsin's an example. We have eight congressional seats and two Senate seats. The eight congressional seats are five Republican, three Democratic, even though the congressional vote is split and Biden won the state. So what would have happened is the five Republican congressmen and Ron Johnson, that's six, would have voted for Trump. The four, which are the three Democratic congressmen and Tammy Baldwin, would have voted for Biden, and 6-4, Wisconsin's vote would have gone for Trump, even though Biden won the election here. That's what was going on. That's what the six states is, a Republican text, quote, An apology. An apology, not people are getting killed. One of the demonstrators got shot. Another was trampled to death. An officer was almost beaten to death. We had fatalities. We had officers just beaten up. They flat out beaten up, beaten with poles. People going through the hall shouting, "Oh, hang Mike Pence. Hang the vice president of the United States. Hang him. Hang him. Hang Mike Pence. Are you kidding me?" "Oh, Nancy." They wanted to beat Nancy to death. And this clown, whoever it was, I suspect Gosar or Gohmert, but it could have been Biggs or somebody else, but a clown, seditious clown, said, "In apology to Meadows, we tried everything we could in our objections to the six states. I'm sorry, nothing worked. I'm sorry, nothing worked." Well, those names are going to come out, but is there no shame except that, you know, Tucker Carlson went on with a special interview saying that basically it was the left and the FBI who done the invading, and his ratings go up. Somebody's watching this stuff. If you're the one watching this stuff out there, let's wake up. Our democracy is at stake. Our voting is at stake. Free elections are at stake. And this is an important issue, the most important issue facing our country right now. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.